Welcome back to our podcast.
Nyla.
This is the third podcast of killing two birds with one stone. Tom Robinson went to jail and he was sentenced to death. While in jail, he was shot 17 times, and that's breaking the Eighth Amendment, which is no cruel punishments.
So the reason why they said that they shot him is because they said that he had tried to run away, but we don't really know if this is true or if they really just shot him just like for the death punishment.
Also, I feel like if you shoot someone once, they would be fine, maybe even twice, but 17, that's kind of excessive, don't you think?
And do you guys feel like this would have happened to a white man? Like, I feel like the reason they did shoot him 17 times was because they...
The race
and stuff like that.
I just can't imagine ever, like, shooting someone that many times because, like, that's just too much. Like,
even just over and over again.
Yeah. Like, he would already be on the floor.
It's really cruel, yeah.
That's just too much. After this happened, Atticus went to the trailer parks to tell everyone what had happened. And when he got to the trailer parks, he was just, like, telling them they're all sad. And he let Jim, I can't remember, did he let Jim and Scout go with him, or did they speak in the car? I think that's a question that we have for other people.
Yeah.
We can't remember if he allowed them to go with him to the trailer park, or they snuck in the car.
Yeah.
Because I remember them going.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, shows how they were a family, and Scout and Jim wanted to be with them.
Yeah, and he was trying to tell Tom's wife, what's her name again? Martha? Nope, it's not her. Wait, what's her name? Something Robinson. Her last name was Robinson. Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah.
He was trying to tell her that her husband was killed in jail last night, and, like, I just can't imagine.
Yeah, I'm just,
that,
like, having to hear this.
Husband was shot 17 times.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened was Atticus getting threatened by Bob Ewell.
Oh yeah, and this does play a big role later in the book, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
Something huge happens, and it's just like...
Bob spit in his face and goes, I will get you for... He said, I will get you if it takes forever, or something like that. He said something, but he's like, the main thing is he said he would get him.
Yeah, but through all of this, Atticus stayed calm. And this shows, like, a really good role model for his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, if someone spit on me and, like, threatened me, I don't think I'd be able to stay calm.
No, I'd be really scared, and I'd be like, I just want to stay in my room and, like, be locked up so that he doesn't come and try to kill me or something.
And then after the trial, Jim was very upset. And this shows that even though Jim is white, they're still... And he's trying to get the rest of the community to take baby steps into, like, becoming less racial and trying to make the American dream where everyone has freedom, everyone is equal, and no one is better than anyone else.
A big part that plays in this part of the book is gender roles. So they let, Atticus let Scout go to the trial.
He didn't really let them. They kind of just...
Yeah, they kind of came, but, like, he allowed it after he figured it out. But, like, Anne Alexandria, she was, like, appalled that they let him go, or let her go, because she was just, like, a little girl, and little girls shouldn't be hearing this. And she wants to hear it because, like, she thinks that girls are just as equal to men and everything.
Yeah, and then another part, like, this isn't necessarily horrible, but, like, Anne Alexandria was, like, having Scout stay at home and, like, cook with her and, like, meet with Aunt Alexandra's, like, lady friends and, like, trying to teach her to be more of a lady instead of, like, letting her be with, like, the boys and do what they're doing. So that kind of just, like, it kind of shows what she expected girls to do, which still plays kind of a gender role.
Yeah, and Aunt Alexandra wouldn't let Scout wear her overalls that she loved. She always made her wear dresses and
like, none of us really wear dresses that much. Like,
yeah.
It kind of shows that we don't have to dress a certain way. And it shows us in the book, too. And she's kind of a role model for all girls.
Yeah.
Just to, like, be yourself and be who you want to be.
And not, don't let yourself be defined by, like, if you look too much like a boy or if you act too much like a boy.
Yeah.
After the trial and after the death of Tom Robinson, things started to die down. And around Halloween time, they were having a town play, I guess. And Scout was a ham.
Scout fell asleep during the play and missed her cue, so that was just, like, kind of a funny part of the play. But after the play, they started walking home, and they, like, heard sounds behind them. And so, like, Scout started yelling, like, calling this guy some names.
They thought it was Cecil Jacobs.
But then they start getting attacked, and this is when it gets, like, really intense in the book. And we don't really know what's happening, and then they get attacked, and
Jim like breaks his arm.
Yeah, so Jim gets really hurt. And
Boo Radley ends up like saving them.
But yeah, but before that, like in the middle, like it was like from Scout's point of view, and Scout sort of like said that she heard somebody choking and like coughing, and she didn't know where Jim was, and she thought like she. Like heard four people or something, and she like felt around, and then she like felt a man, and she thought it was her dad at first.
Yeah.
And then she like somehow got up and like followed someone carrying Jim home. She didn't know who was carrying Jim, but she followed them home, and then she was at home, and they were talking to Atticus, and like.
And you see how bad Jim gets injured, and Scout gets really scared about it, and. You don't really know what happens until...
And, like, the sheriff and Boo come over, and then they start, like, talking to Atticus about it, and they see Bob Buell outside, and he is dead with, like, a knife stuck in him.
He has blood everywhere.
Yeah, he has blood everywhere. And so then Atticus thinks that Jim had stabbed Bob Buell, but the sheriff was telling him that Bob Buell, like, fell on his knife and accidentally killed himself and, like, tripped over... like the ground, but Atticus didn't believe the sheriff, and they kept having like an argument for like not like a bad argument, but an argument for like, a decent amount of time on just how to figure out
what actually happened.
And Atticus didn't want he didn't want Jim growing up like knowing that he did this and like people like be
talking
about having rumors about him. Because then once rumors start, then it just spreads all over, and it's not very.
And it gives them a bad reputation, so they don't want. A bad reputation later in life.
When the sheriff and Atticus were arguing, the sheriff was like talking to him, and he was like, oh, you can't let a man who did these bad things to someone, an innocent man, you can't just let him get away with like being killed, and you have to just let it be known that he killed himself. Cause, and then Scout was talking to Atticus, and Scout goes, yeah, I agree with Sheriff Hectate. It would be like killing a mockingbird. It's a sin. You can't let him die. Like, I don't know.
What's wrong with
it? Yeah. That way.
Yeah, and that like shows a big thing because the book is titled To Kill a Mockingbird. So you finally see like why it's
how it ties in.
The relation, yeah.
So at first they don't know who was like carrying Jim back to the house, but then they find out that it was Boo. And Boo was actually the one who saved them. He was, like, the one who stabbed,
Well, they don't know that. Like, it could
be. It could be possible.
It's possible that it happened.
This is, like, what they think that actually happened.
Yeah. And then this shows that another thing about rumors, that rumors aren't always true. Because, like, Scout and Jim have always been afraid of Boo. And, like, think that he's such a horrible man. But he actually, like, carried Jim home, and then Scout walks Boo home, and they're actually really nice, and it shows how good of an influence Atticus is, because he taught Jim and Scout to love everyone and give them a chance. So after they gave Boo a chance, they realized that the rumors weren't really true.
Yeah.
Overall, I think that the book was really good, and I definitely recommend it for like everyone to read. It's like it's a classic, and it. Has themes in it that relate to today's society, and like it's like relatable, I guess.
And yeah, I like it because it's relatable, and it's not like
understand it.
Yeah, it's not like super like super fake, whereas like there's like people flying in the sky.
Yeah.
Like it was more fun to read because stuff like this could actually happen.
And I really enjoyed it, but like one thing that I wish that was a little bit different about the book is I wish they kind of started the action a little more in the beginning of the book, because
it was kind of slow
the beginning of the book was slow and you're just like learning about them, but like I feel like they should have had at least one thing happen But then you get to the end, and so much happens, and it's just so interesting, and you just want to keep reading. So that the end was really good, and it made the book really good.
Also, at the beginning, it was kind of confusing because it started and it, like, went really in depth to like the beginning of her school, and then it just like skipped the whole rest of the year and went all the way back to summer. It was like.
Yeah. And this doesn't have like a ton to do with the book, but I also thought like not having annotations really helped a lot. Because, like, you could focus more on just reading and understanding what the book is.
Yeah, because when you have annotations, you, like, read it, and then you're trying to look for things. But when you're reading it just to read it, it's, like, more
enjoyable. You're able to look at the details and understand it more than you would.
Yeah, so overall, I would give the book probably, like, an 8.5, 9 out of 10, just because it started a little bit slow.
It was a really good book, and I recommend it to a lot of people who need a book to read.
Thanks for watching.
Ava means thanks for listening, by the way.
See you later.